It's Monday, the 30th of June, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Namibia Revenue Agency has issued a final reminder to all salaried workers and pensioners that today is the deadline for submitting tax returns. Taxpayers are encouraged to file as soon as possible, either online or at NAMRA offices, to avoid late penalties. Strategic Communication and Stakeholder Engagement Manager at NAMRA, Tonateni Shidudu.
This date has consistently marked the due date for individual taxpayer submissions. For those who may not have access to ITES or require assistance, you are welcome to visit your nearest NAMRA office for support. Filing your tax returns is not just a formality. It is a legal obligation and a critical step that allows NAMRA, as the collector of revenue, to assess whether the correct amount of tax was deducted during the financial year. It also ensures a fairness and transparency in the tax system.
Namibia has officially joined the African Continental Free Trade Area with a launch ceremony at the Walvis Bay Salt Warehouse, led by the Ministry of International Relations and Trade. The event marked the start of the country's participation in intra-Africa trade. Here's the Trade Ministry's Executive Director, Penda Nanda.
For us as Namibia, there are many products we can offer the African market. Previously, we were focusing on doing business with America as well as the EU and the UK and China and so on. But I think the market itself is in Africa if we want to succeed as a country. It has been very difficult for us to market our products to the United States or to the European Union. Say, for example, a container leasing today going to Ghana, for example, it is more expensive than sending to New York or to London. And so this market, the African market, is going to make that easier for us to make it not only cheaper but also viable.
The office of the Prime Minister has handed over 4 newly completed boreholes in the Epembe constituency of Ohangwena region. The project will supply clean water to more than 23 villages. Future Media's Mariana Mupala has that report.
Speaking during the handover ceremony, Prime Minister Eraja Ngurare emphasized the 8th administration's commitment to delivering on its promises as outlined in its manifesto. Ngurare encouraged the residents to take full advantage of the boreholes by establishing backyard gardens, promoting self-resilience, and enhancing resilience against droughts in the event of low rainfall. He further said economic independence means that people in rural areas should have the same access to essential services as those in urban areas, such as water, road infrastructure, and connectivity. Mariana Mpara reporting for Future Media on Dangwa.
Over in South Africa, Action SA says it will not be influenced by other parties in deciding whether to support a motion of no confidence in President Cyril Ramaphosa. Action SA's Ethel Trollip says the party remains a constructive opposition in parliament and committed to good governance.
We have been inundated over the weekend with requests about what our position would be if a motion of no confidence was brought against President Cyril Ramaphosa. One of the members of the GNU has now had enough of the GNU, and they're wanting to corral other political parties in parliament to support this motion of no confidence.
And finally, the Dalai Lama is expected to announce succession plans during a religious gathering in Dharamshala ahead of his 90th birthday. Over 100 Buddhist leaders are attending the event, which focuses on prayers for his longevity and the future of Tibetan spiritual leadership. The Dalai Lama has warned followers to reject any successor named by China, saying his reincarnation will be born outside the country. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.